Good morning, Shavua Tov, Masechet Bechorot, and we are starting the second last daf of the Masechet, Daf Samach, and we're going to start at the bottom of Nuntet Amud Bet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, starting from the bottom of Amar Rava. So we've just basically proven now that Rava's proven that Ra'ui Leminyan is irrespective of the Tzafek or Vadai, Ra'ui Leminyan works, and Mikta, and they become Mikadosh on their own, the Bechorot. Amar Rava. New case. Hayu lo Eser, what? Is it
Bechorot?
Well, it's Bechorot.
I thought you said that the
animal's being Bechorot. No. Okay. Chamisha Asar Tlaim. Right? And he's got now a case where he's got 15 Tlaim, 15 lambs. Lo Yomar, he mustn't say, Evror Asara V'Achsam Adir. I'll take 10 out of the 15 and stick them in the pen. V'etom, I'll take one of them as Maser. V'ashar Pturin. You know what? I love Pturin because anyhow, like you said yesterday, no Chayev. So I didn't need 10. What must he do? Kontan Adir, take them all together. Umotzi Asara, and take out them one by one to 10. Venotel Mechad. And then Vahashar, the other five that stay behind, Mitztarfin Legoren Acher. Remember, Goren Acher, we're discussing now the concept of Lechatchilu Midrabanan, that the three times of the year you do the Goren, right?
So start really.
The Gemara is going to tell you, you've got a brighter as well, right? See, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, it says, Tet Vav Klaim, 15 Klaim. He says, Lo Nakat Mishum Dafka. It's not specifically 15. Okay? Elo Urche de Milta. But it's just it's a good way of explaining it. Why? Litshufe Chamisha Bahare Chamisha. Because you left them with five. You got five from another Goren. You can see five and five become 10. That's why he chose 15 for another reason. Not like the previous example was important. We had 14 was 6 and 4 and 4 to prove the difference. It also could have been 13 would have worked as well, or 15 would have worked as well. Maybe not. I don't know. Tanya Mechad Brighta. Ayu lo chamisha asar tlaim. He's got chamisha asar tlaim. Lo yomar. Don't say evror asra v'tol mehem echad b'asha p'turim. In other words, what we're saying over here is Rav is bringing us a brighter, right, to show that it's not just his opinion, it's a Tanaic opinion. Lo yomar evror asra v'tol mehem echad b'asha p'turim. Ela konza nadir motzi asra v'tol mehem echad v'ashar mitzlap n'gorecha. Word for word. Look at Rashi quickly. Lo yomar evror asara. Hakushim. Don't say I'll choose 10 akushim, right? The five weak ones. Vashar pturi, and their balance all patur. Why would it be patur? Mishum deloni shtari lechamisha. Only five left. The labar isuri. We can't do master. They're on 10. So what would you rather do? Ela konsan a deer. Put them in your deer. Kulan bain kachushim bain shmeinim. Where the thin ones or the fat ones. Betray milash minan. Chada de enu yachol ivro. There are two things we learn from this. There are two things we're teaching here. The first thing, you can't just take out the weak ones. Right? Stick the weak ones into the deer. So if you end up having a maser, you have a maser from a weak one. You want your strong ones for yourself. Let's have the korban for the weak one, right? Let's choose, put the deer or the weak ones. So the chance of we're going to have a weak, thin, scrawly korban. You can't do that.
Then you
eat
it anyway.
Yeah.
You eat it.
Yeah, so
you might just rather bring a korban as a scrawly and keep the strong ones as work animals and farm them and have to keep the strong ones for myself and give the better meat as the weak ones. We say no, you can't do that. Lo yivro, and we said all the time with Maaseh, lo yivro ben tov l'ra ben ra l'tov. Can't do that, right? V'chad, and another halacha we're learning here as well is afal gav de lo nishtairu ele chamisha, even though we've only got five left over, lo matzi le meimar de la havei paturin agam. You can't say that patur. The mitzvah is to keep them for another goren. Don't say, okay, only five gone. Right? Uchemedomeli, says Rashi. And it seems to me that Shitta adds the word li. The law it's trich le meimar de harmin le el de chamisha lifna goren me chamisha lachar goren mitzvahin asara. It don't need to say that five and five join. Lachi perusho, lo yomar vechule. When we say, don't say, I'll choose 10. Right, v'ashar u'pirin chesh'ela shelo achisa medir im achem v'apri shegi agoren ochal lemocher neshochta. Says because basically even the gorens come, I can say I don't need to do this whole story. Why? Hoyo v'lab b'nei yisurei because they're on 10. The ain agoren kovei the davar haraui lemaseh. Where does the goren help me? I only have got raui lemaseh. Raui lemaseh. I need 10. V'nei chamisha lab b'nei yisurei. And these aren't. Don't say that. But no, don't say that. Ela. Konsan ledir kulan biyachad, put the five from last goren and the five of this goren together. Umotzi asira, and take out the 10. Vashar mitstafin goren acher al korcho shehukva bedir lemaser v'lo yochal limkor v'lo shetamis. On the contrary, between the goren, remember chachamim were gozer that you can't sell them. without doing maase. Don't say vaniga five. On the contrary, Chaim said, no, wait for the next goren, for the next period, and then put them together. Whereas it seems to be a mitzvah, it's a derabanan, clearly a derabanan, but it's a mitzvah, very chashuv, that you must do it. So Gemara says, Vahatanya, we've got a brayta, right? Right, we just did a second, so we brought this brayta over here, that just proved Rava, right? That you got 5 and you got 15, take 10, take 5, we've got another brayta that contradicts this brayta. Vahatanya, tishasar tlai, if I've got 19 tlai, lo yomar evrora sarav etomen echad vashar pturi. Don't say I'm going to take 10 like we said it previously and I'm going to take out a maaser and the other 9 are patur. Ela konsa ledir umotzi asira asara. Take the 10, take them, take all 19 into the deer and then take out 10. But otel mehem echad vashar paturin. We only take those down and put them into another gorin. That contradicts everything we just said. Right? So it's almost like this. Tirgama Rav Huna Bar Sechora Kamed Rav Verigla. So Rav Huna Bar Sechora. Now, you want to take a half a second and laugh for a moment. I don't know, in a second. That's a spoiler. Tirgama Rav Huna Bar Sechora Kamed Rav. So Rav Huna Bar Sechora in front of Rav Huna, in front of Rava, explained it. When did he do Berigla? Look at Rashi. B'Shabbat Shnivnei HaRegel Shebo Dorshim Hilchot HaRegel. On the Shabbos before the Regel, they were learning the halachos of the Regel. There was this Kashi arrived. And Rav Huna Bar Sechora explained it to Rava. He wasn't a Targum, he happened to be there. No, Tirgama, he wasn't a Targum. Tirgama means explained, Piresh.
Ah, explain, okay.
I think, how do they translate Tirgama, yeah?
Explained.
Explained, yeah, Piresh. Okay. Tirgama means explained, right? Tirgama Rav Huna, explain it. And how does he explain it? Badir sheyesh lo shnei petachi maskinan. What's the case over here? This brighter is talking about a deer that's got 2 doors. V'yatzu tet b'petach zeh v'tet b'petach zeh. And 9 went out of that door and 9 out of that door. So what's it? 9 and 9 is? 18. Now, and there was 1 left inside. Now, we read it aloha, Rau Laminyan, right? Each one could have been Rau Laminyan. That one could have gone either side. It would have been 10. So that's why they're patru, hala ira, right? B'petach zeh b'petach zeh. The ha'echad, the other chad, the last one, chazi l'acha u'l'acha. It's chazi l'acha l'acha. That's why the brightness is over here. That they patur, and it's not a stira to our brighter. Our brighter talk about a case where you could never become Raul Aminyan. Here, Raul Aminyan, that's why it's patur, not a stira at all. Now, just look for a second. No. Okay, wait, we can't. Still not here. Okay, so now the Gemara is a kashia. Yeah, no, cause it was amazing. I saw this. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, well, the Gemara doesn't like this idea that basically his answer is because, look at Rashi, the Hayachad. That's left behind. Have a minion harawi. Is a minion harawi. He's suitable to become a minion. Bein lahacha or bein lahacha. Upoteret kulan. They both poteret all of them. For who atzmo kadosh have? And that becomes kadosh on its own. Remember, we said because right. Bein sheyatza, bein shenishtayer ba'achrona. Whether it goes out or it stays inside. The asiri kadosh me'alav. Remember, we learned from Rabbi 2 alochas yesterday. We served one Rau Laminyan. And Asiri Kadosh Me'elav. Here's a classic case. Rau Laminyan and Kadosh Me'elav. So the one that stays behind becomes a Maaser. We do it and take it out, and that's why they had to become Patur. Because each one could have been Patur. Now the Gemara doesn't like this idea here. And we go, so the Gemara says, Vilashanya, why did he have to go so far to say Rau Laminyan and Patur Me'elav, and there's 2 different doors? He says, no. Give a simple answer. Vilashani Le, he could have said Rav Huna Bar Sechora, Kagon. Shemana tisha, he counted 9. V'chimata asara, and when the 10th one came, kari chad mireisha. What's happening? He got confused and he came 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3. He skipped over 10. And now, what's the story if he called the 10th one 9? The 19th is going to become number 10. Right? So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then I start again. So I've counted 9. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 10 is actually number 19. Mm-hmm. So I called 19, 10. Look at Rashi, yeah? Karachad Mereisha. Just look. No Raul Aminyan. They went. They walked out. They all walked out. He was counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He skipped out. Raul Aminyan, when I never counted it. Aleph, they stopped. They never all came out. Well, they could have come out. Yeah, they came out. Right? Look at Rashi here. Karachad Mireisha. Shelo Kerao Asiri. He never counted it number 10. Elehit Chilimanot Kibatchile. He started counting again. Echad, Shnaim, Shlosha. Venimsa Dahatisha Asar. The 19th is now Asiri. Vafilu Hatisha Shemana Mitchila. Nifteru Beminyan Harawi. Now, so what's going on over here? So now, I'll just match it a little bit, right, just to get to the end of the story here. But basically, what he's saying is correct. When we counted the first nine, number 10 would have been Kadosh. Why? Because it was Ra'u Luminyan. Because the one that came, Obed Malarinyan, so it was Kadosh.
Kadosh Me'elav.
Kadosh Me'elav. So now, the next nine that came out, there are no more Maasers, they're all Patur. So the first nine that came out are Patur because the 10th one became Maaser. The last nine are Patur because they all came out the deer and there's no 10.
Why?
Because he counted them out, the deer. He counted them out. So it's not that they left behind, they could have joined another deer. They were counted. He made a mistake when he counted.
Because he said 10.
He never said 10. He only said one of us had 9. And then what he called number 1 was actually number 10. Right. Those first 9 are Patru. Why they're Patru? Because they were Ra'u Luminyan.
Okay, yeah.
Then he carried on, he counted 10, and he took a Maaser from the next batch of 10, which was a mistake.
Right.
Right, so ended up basically taking the master from the next batch, and the first nine were Patru because you're Ra'u Luminyan, and if it all became Patru.
Can't you say that the number 1 after the 9, right?
Should have been 10.
Should have been 10, and therefore it's Kaddish.
Right.
Because Ra'u Luminyan and the number 10 anyway.
Right, but maybe
and
that
then
number.
The second batch, the 19, right, is one premature.
Right, so that's, to be honest, if you listen carefully to how I explained it, I actually explained it that way at the beginning, but then I corrected myself, toch kedai dibur. Right? I'm saying, but now, the number 10 might actually be the one that becomes kadosh, by the way. When you come to correct the story afterwards, you might actually take that number 1 if you can identify it and make that the korban. I don't know. But the bottom line is here that the first 9 that came out the deer are Ra'u Luminyan, so they're patur.
Yes.
The next 10 that came out the deer had a maaser taken out of them, so they're also patur. So we might have shach, they become patur.
So we're saying that the number 1.
So I'm saying I'm not arguing. I don't know which one is actually the korban. Is it number 1 the korban or number 10 the korban? But agree with me that the first 9 that came out, they were Ra'u Luminyan,
because
there was a 1 behind.
Yeah.
Then he counted 10, and he took a maaser. So those 9 are also patur. That's what that's the Gemara's havamina. That's the Gemara says say that. So the Gemara says no, he can't say that. Why can't he say that? Because Kesavar Asiri Me'alav Kadosh. He can't say that answer we wanted to say. Now, why? Because Asiri Me'alav Kadosh, so even though he counted number 1, is irrespective. We don't care. It became Kadosh on its own, therefore it became Kadosh, and therefore we had to go into the answer, the previous answer, where we had two doors and it went 9 and 9 and 1. We couldn't get the answer we wanted to give, okay? That's the answer. Right? So that's a good. Then he said, okay, so we tries again. And so still, Velishani, so we could have answered it differently. Kagon. Right, not Begorin. Kagon, de man'an, that he counted them zugot zugot. Maybe that's what's going on over here, right? That he counted them zugot zugot. What does it mean zugot zugot? That he counted them two, each two came out and he counted two as one. Two as one, two as one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if he had counted them zugot zugot, and that's why the problem is, because when he got to the last zug, right, now he's got a problem because only 19. So the 9 zugot of 2 is only 1 19th. So as each one came out, he's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. As the 2 went by the time, he counted them 2, counted them as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And
that's
he said,
then
he came to the 10th now. Now there's only 1 10th. Which zug does it apply to? Each 9 zugot that came out now need their 10th one. Who does that 10th apply to? To which half of the zug? Ah, we don't know. So that's the all patur. That's what the Gemara has to say. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it can't be. Why? Kesavar asiri leminyan behemotu kadosh. Now that's actually coming up in this stuff now. So it's a little bit of a jump in the gun. We'll see this now. Most of you can't walk. We're going to see a machloket just now. Do we go according to the numbers that he counts or to the actual numbers that went out? The behemoths or his numbers? So the Gemara says, no, this Tana over here, any of the brighter was Kesavar, Asir, Luminyan, Behemot. Look at Behemot, Behemot. So therefore, Behemot meant when it went 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, after the fifth Zug, it was already Maaser. Because it went over the number of numbers. So well, you can't say that answer. We go back to Rav Huna Bar Sechora. Now look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Zakai ime to Rav Huna Bar Sechora. Rav Huna Bar Sechora's mother is Zoche. Right? The Shani le Shmaita Berigle Keshmaita. They taught Aloch on the regal like him. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Zakai ime. Right, klomar zachta imo shav huna bar sechora sheyalda ben kamoto, who gave birth to a child like him, sheyada letareitz leRav Shmuato betuch hadrosha. He knew how to answer the drosha of Ravas. Vetirtze lo beshitat Shmuato, and he answered the way that he had heard. The hadak amaleel minyan haroi patru from Ravi. He heard from Ravi himself. In other words, he answered Ravi the way Ravi taught the halacha. Right, v'hachi kemetareitz shav huna hacha. That's it. Now look at Rabbeinu Gershom here at the bottom. It's about 5-6 lines before Rabbeinu Gershom gets wide. It says, the afa gav de lo have chacham kol kach. What was his schut? Rabbeinu, it says there. See that? It says, this Rav Huna bar Sechora. It's afa gav de lo have chacham kol kach. V'taritz lo habraite de rabbi berigle lifnei rabbi v'chayva kashetir tzino kishmaite de rabbi d'ame minyan rabbi poter. That was why his mother got touchy. He wasn't such a bright guy, but he knew how to give a good answer. I thought that was brilliant.
How did he say that? I'm more mad at him.
Emmet. Guy wasn't a clever guy. Okay, let's carry on. Matniti. Okay, that's why you saw I was tempted to give that away before, but it was worth waiting. To be honest, it was worth waiting. Okay, Matniti. Yatushnaim ka'achat. So now we come to this last line in the Gemara, which you saw there, but when that comes. So two came out at a time. New Mishnah, two shnaim ka'achat. Mone otam shnaim. So they walked, in other words, let's say the door was a bit wider than normal, or the animals were smaller than planned, whatever the case was, and they managed to fit through two.
That's the first time. Okay?
So right, so you don't say, you don't count one. Yatsu shnaim ka'achat, mone otam shnaim. Count them two. Now, if you didn't count them two like you're supposed to, but manan echad, and you count them as one, so you got a problem. Because now chi'i va'asiri makul kalin. The 9 and 10 are mixed, are messed up. Because makul, which is 9, which is 10? Right?
Right.
Because
9
and 10 come through at the same time.
Come at the same time, exactly. 9 and 10 walk at the same time. Which is 9, which is 10?
Yeah.
Right? You got a problem. What's the problem? Kra la chi'i asiri ula asiri chi'i. Right? And then Lechara Sarasiri. And then the 11th, you know, let's just look at that Rashi. Look at the Kitva Yad Rashi, the Makul Kalin. Go down to the bottom there. Yatsu Shnaim Ka'echad. Ze Eitzel Ze Baruch Vapetach. Parallel to each other, next other. Mone Otam Shnaim Shnaim. Kiru Yatsu Ze Achar Ze. You count them as if they came one after the other. Now, Teisha Vasiri Makul Kalin. What does it mean? It says Yatsu Shnaim. Yatsu Shnaim. Beshesh or Sheva. Right, so now it doesn't make it not necessarily all the time 2, 2, 2, but in the 6 and 7 one, in the third, like you count 1, 3, 4, 5, and then 2 came out together, so you got 6 and 7. Umana leshnehem keechad, and you counted them one. Nimtza shehatchi lecheshbono hu asiri lebehemot. You see that? Now in your count of 9, it's actually 10 animals. Vaha asiri hu achadasha, and the 10th is 11. Okay. Umishum hachi, says Rashi, havu makul kalin mila akriv v'yera'u. So therefore the makul kalin mila akriv, you can't give a korban. So what do? Yeru, they both go out to the mir'eh to get a mum. V'lo dami, says Rashi, lekara la'asiri tichi'i ulechadash asiri. In our case we had yesterday, you got bamboozled and you called the 9th one 10th and the 10th one the 11th. Or the other way around, right? Asiri maser v'chadash. And then we said that the 10th one is maser and the 11th one is karev shlam. Remember we said that? If you went 10, 9, 10, remember?
Mm-hmm.
10, 9, 10. And you never called the 10, 10. And there we had a case of ne'akar shmo. Remember that? That he never had the name. So you called the 10, the 9th one 10, and then number 10, and then the 11th one you called him 10. We said that the maser, we knew which one it was Ivrar Leh, that was the 10th, because it came after the 9th. So it became the maser. And the 11th one, because you called it maser, it was a korban. Then we said the 9th one, if you called it 10, you only couldn't eat it tahor, tamim, had to get a mum. But the 11th one would become a korban. Remember we saw that yesterday? The 11th one comes here. says the hatam nafik echad echad. There they became, they went one off the other. Vechimata est, when the ninth one came, called it 10. And when the 10th one came, you called it 9. And the 11th one, you called it 10. So there, mavri lekura alma, she'aten, that the 9 is 9 and the 10 is 10. That's pashut. The ihu hu de shogen, he's a guy that made a mistake. Hilchach kadosh ha'ashiru maser. Gamu, the 10th is a maser. Ush lefanav, ush lacharav, kedushi mikzer melech. And the 9 and 11 have got a bit of kedusha because of kzer melech. Kabi meri lekaman, aval hachin akais. The yatsu shnayim bitchila beyachav, when two and that together, the damu ke'echad. And it seems like there's only one. Velo mavri asiri. On shore now, which is the asiri. Hilchach lav maser gamur hu me'alav. It's a big difference. Do you understand the difference? Yeah. Right. I'm going to go back. So that's the case in this Mishnah over here. Ulachal asiri shloshtam mekudashin. Hachi inecha lemumo. So I'm back in the Mishnah. The ninth one you eat with a mum. Ha'asiri is maser v'achadasar karev shlamim. And says Rabbi Meir, v'oseh tmura. Rabbi Meir, you can do tmura. Now what do we know about maser? Lo yemirenu. Remember we said that? The pasuk says, Lo yemirenu. It's Lo yivaker ben tov ra. Lo yemirenu hu tmurato ye kodesh. That's the pasuk. So with maaseh, we don't do tmura. Remeir says, this 11th one, this shmlamim, you can do tmura. It's not a maaseh. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to Remeir, v'chiyesh tmura ose tmura. He said, what are you talking about? This shlamim, if he's concerned, is actually a tmura for maaseh. How could tmura itself, it's already a tmura, the shlamim, how can the tmura make tmura? Right, look at Rashi over here. V'chiyesh tmura. See the Rashi, the regular Rashi. V'chiyesh tmura, it said, echad asar shekaro asiri, hainu tmurat maaseh. Why did it become kadosh, Rabbi Yehuda? Because it became kadosh, because you messed up and you called the 11th 10. So it's actually like a tmurat maser. And in Masechet Tmura Daf Yud Gimel, we learned there, Gamiran, the ain tmura or say tmura, mishum dichtiv tmurato, v'lo tmurat tmurato. The pasuk says tmurato, not the tmura of its tmura. So how can you make it into a tmura? So he says to him, no. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Mishra Rebbe, the answer Rebbe Meir's name, ilu haya tmura, lo haya karev. If it was a tmura to maser, it wouldn't be karev. You wouldn't make it. You wouldn't make a korban. Why? Look at Rashi. Ilo haya tmura oto echarasar. If that aschalasar was actually a tmura, lo haya karev. Why? The tmurat maser ain't no kreva. There's this thing of the tmurat maser. Right. The masechet no maser tmura is hut ain. Oh, wait a second. No. It's not hut tmurat kadosh. Then we mixed up the pasuk. We've learned lo yimirenu. Find the pasuk with somebody. Vachoma, we got also lo yevaker. Is that in maser or is that in tmura? In maser we don't say it's not in, it's in tmura. That's it. We look at the pasuk. The pasuk is lo yevaker ben tov lo yemirenu. It says lo yemir lo yevaker. Here we are. Yirata. That's the pasuk. Oh, no, I didn't make a mistake. The pasuk says, "Lo yivakeh en tovara, v'lo yimirenu, v'im hamer yimirenu, v'yahu tmurato yeh kodesh lo yigael." So we were all right. We quoted the pasuk. We remembered the pasuk properly. There's a problem now. So what's his problem over here? Who? Okay, that's right. Who tmurato yeh kodesh? Right. Who tmurato yeh kodesh? But not the tmura to the tmura. That was Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir says, "Amar Rabbi Meir, Mishur Meir, ilu haya tmura lo haya karev. If it was a tmura, it wouldn't be a karev. Why is he answering that? Now I'm confused. Ilu haya tmura, oto achas lo haya karev. The tmurat maser eno karev. Agreed, masichet tmura. Maser haavara haavara mi bechor. O bechor drashinaim krivan ve'en tmurato kareva. Elavare, oh, he says like this. There's a difference. You're right, it's a kadosh. But it's not brought to the Beit HaMikdash, it's a korban. The tmura of a maser isn't karev. So this shlamim, this 13th one, if it was a tmura, it wouldn't come as a shlamim. It would become kadosh, not as a shlamim. The fact that we bring it as a korban means it's coming as a korban, not as a tmura. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it can do tmura. It's not a tmura which can't do tmura. It itself is not a tmura. Right? Elavadai mi dekarev shlamim hekdesh rishon. It's called the hekdesh rishon. It's not in place of another hekdesh. It is the first hekdesh. V'lachach osir tmura kedin shlamim acharem. All other shlamim. That's how Meir answers Rabbi Yehuda. Now, new case. Kara lechi asiri. If we call the chi asiri, ula asiri asiri, and the tenth one, we also call it asiri. Ule achalasar asiri, you call them all. Asiri, asiri, asiri. You realize you call it asiri. That's the asiri. No, that's the asiri. They end up calling all three the Rav asiri. Ein echalasar mekudash. Then the 11th one doesn't become mekudash. And the Mishnah says, why? Zeha klal. This is a klal. Kol shelo ne'ekar shem asiri menu. If you haven't, only when you called it 10, 9, 10, and the 10th one never had a shame, Asiri, then the 11th becomes Kadosh. But if the 10th one was called Kadosh, was called Asiri, 11th doesn't become Kadosh, right? Ein echad asar mekudash. Okay, that's the club, okay? No, because once we call the 10th Asiri, they can't be another Asiri. If you call the 9th Asiri, and the 10th one 9, and the 11th one Asiri, with the actual 10th one itself wasn't called Asiri, therefore there's place for Kedusha on the other sides.
So the same what for, you, ninth, for the ninth.
No, the ninth, we'll see.
Slight Kedusha.
The ninth was never a Kedusha Shlamim, was only a Kedusha Nechamimumo. Right. And so the ninth has a bit of Kedusha, the 11th is obviously not Kedusha, because it's clear that the 10th one is the Asiri. When we call them, when we learned this yesterday, when we call the ninth one Asiri, we didn't yet prove that the 10th one was Asiri. And when we've got the 11th one, we now know that there's a 10th one. Okay? So that was it. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan brings it like this. Manan zugot zugot or kinteran kinteran. Kintran, kintran. I don't pronounce that word. Kintran, kintran. If you counted it in either in couples or even, look at Rashi over there. Even kint, contran, he's got a word contran, Rabbi Gershon. He says contran, Rashi. Lemeot shemana kol mea umea biyachad. You're counting it in groups of hundreds. He's got a big farm here, he's got thousands of cattle. So he puts him here, he gets his staff to round it up into hundreds, and hundreds at a time. Or one, or couple, or two at a time. Makes a difference. Not one at a time. One or hundred makes a difference. Right? So it says over here, if you're counting them like that, Asiri leminyan hu kadosh. The 10th one of any minyan is kadosh. Right? So now says the Gemara leminyan mai. Right? What do you mean leminyan? When we say that the 10th one is kadosh, we already spoke about this previously in the Gemara. Right? It says, what do you mean leminyan kad mai? The Hagada Bach changes it to leminyan, not leminyan no. Leminyan mai. What minyan? Rav Mari Amar Leminyan Shelohu Kadosh. What's the Minyan Sheloh? The Minyan of how he counts. So if he counted in Zugot, and he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, so then on the 20s, right? Those will become Kadosh. That's he says the Sheloh. Look at Rashi here. Leminyan Shelohu Kadosh. Minyan Eser, Shu Moneh, after 900, have a maya asir, the last, the thousandth, the 1000th, right? Kodesh. So he says it goes after the batches of numbers. Those batches, so you're counting twos, 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 twos. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those two, the last two, are kadosh. Right? It was a 10th. It's always 10%, right? Or if you count.
We just learned that.
Agreed. That's the machloket, yeah. That's the one side of the machloket. And then look here. Rav Mari says, Leminyan Shalokadosh. Rav Kahana says, no. Amar Leminyan Behemotu Kadosh. We ignore the numbers and we go after the behemoths. That's what you said, right? Leminyan Behemot. Look at Rashi. Leminyan Behemot. Leminyan Behemot. The law Aziran Batar Minyash. We don't go after his counting. Ela Keshemana Chamesh Zugot. But he counted the first five couples. Behemot Shehein Eser Behemot. Those 10. Have a miyad. Immediately. Right? Look at the Shulam Kubet said, yeah, because he makes an important change. You'd bet. Shulam Kubet said, you'd bet. Have a miyad ha'acharon shebezug ha'chamishi maser velo azlinan batar minyano. The last one of the 10 go through. So in other words, if the two go through exactly at the same time, we're in trouble. If they're like that, so then this one would have been number 10, because that one went through first was 9. The last one that went through. Right, exactly. He said, we ignore the fact they're in partners. and we count the animals, even if they're the animals. Right, so that is a machloket nine hadlus to Rabbi Yochanan, between Rav Mari and between Rav Kahana. Now, Rav Kahana is a more familiar name to all of us, right? Rav Mari is less familiar. I would venture to say that that's maybe already an understanding of how the halacha is. I don't know, that's just my instinct. Right? So Rav Kahana says, Behemot Kedoshim. So the Gemara says, nine, we don't even look at our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Yatzu shnayim ka'achat. Two went out together. Look at the very beginning, right? Mone otam shnayim. This is the Mishnah. Mone otam shnayim. You count them as two. Well, this already seems to be going like who? Like Rav Kahana, right? They went out in a pair. You count them as two. You don't count one pair, one, right? But if you didn't count them as a pair, but mana you, as two, you count them as one. So what do we say? Chiva shri makul kalin. But then we said the 9 and 10 are makul kal, because we've got 9 and 10 going out together, and now we're not sure which is the 9 and which is the 10. Right? You with me? Yeah. So bishloma, our Mishnah leman damel minyan shelohu kadosh, mishum hachi havu chiva shri makul kalin. That makes sense if you say that we count according to minyan shelo, not like Rav Kahana, like Rav Mari. It says the way that he counts. And because we go after his counting, we've messed up. Because he counted 9 and 10 as 1. And that's how he says Mekul Kal. Right? Why? De la asiri kakari le chi. Because he called the tenth one 9, ula charasar asiri. And then now what happened is, he called them 9 because it was in. Asiri kari le 9, they don't understand. Ula charasar, why did he charasar asiri?
If they call that one
9. Because there were pairs of 9. So now the 11th one comes out. Is that right?
He skipped the number.
9 and 10 came together. He called
9. And then 10 came out. 10 killed 10. Right. Right. El leman da amar leminyan behemoru kadosh. But if we go according to the one that says behemoru kadosh kadosh. Le chi chi kakari le. So 9 he called 9. Ula asiri. Asiri kakari le. Then basically 9 went 9 and 10 went 10. Look at Rashi over here. Ula asara. Ula asiri, asiri karile. Look at the in Rashi there. Hi, kakarile, love dafka. Rashi saying didn't actually call them that. Klomar, ela klomar. Amai makul, wale makul kal. Ha amartu, you said that nan leminya bahem would have a nan, v'ten would have asiri, dilo chashina leminya shlo. We ignore his counting. It's not like he actually called it. By definition, the two went through the pen. We're counting each as though two went out as each individual. So we aren't counting as well. We don't care what his words were. V'chiva de lo chashinan. Echad asar shu kore asiri v'asir shu kore tshishi. Amai makul kalin. Yav echad asar shtamim v'asir v'asir. Why are we saying makul kal? The fact that he called the 11th 10, make it a shlamim. And the 10 is masir because we ignore what he said. We take the fact. He called it 10. The 11th one, 10. But that just makes it into a shlamim. Why do we say it's makulka? Okay? With me? That's a good question. Rashi Yashikar Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, let's put this whole story to rest. Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Amina Ana, when I said what I said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Manan Zugot Zugot, Kitri Kirin Asiri Lemnotu, Kadosh Leminya Kadosh. What was I talking about? Ana heche de ichavein laafuke zugot zugot. Where his intention was to send them out in pairs. But, now I wrote in here, but, I thought that I actually saw that Rabbi Gershon, that the Rashi wrote it, also aval. But maybe I'm wrong. No, I'm wrong. Okay. He says, but heche de nafak mimela. But when it went out by itself in pairs, law, that I didn't say. So our Mishnah, you can't use our Mishnah as a proof. Why? Because our Mishnah, what's happening in our Mishnah? Where he didn't intend to send it out in pairs. It just happened that two squashed through the door together. In a case like that, you're right. In a case like that, it's Makulka. But where I intended to go out pair, it wouldn't be Makulka. Because then we're counting it in the proper way. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying over here. So now, Hechad Nafak Mimelo, Rashi, yeah? The very second last line of Rashi. Hechad Nafak Mimelo, Lo Amrinan Leminyan Behemot Kadosh, Ela batar minyan shelo nami aslinan. Then we do go after minyan shelo, and that is Rav Mani. Right? So in other words, aloch will be like Rav Kahana, where it was mimeila. But it'll be like Rav Mani, if you intended to go that way, then we'd actually go after his counting, and then we'd have to be okay. Okay, with me? So the Mishnah's not a problem, because the Mishnah was a case of mimeila. And mimeila, we don't count what he counted, we count the animals, and therefore we've got a problem of kilkul, because he called number 9 and 10 both kadosh, so that one made it a problem. But if he had intended to go out in pairs, then we'd actually recognize his numbers, and it's all mesudar, and everything is fine. Because then we're going to get to 10%, Robert. Then we are going to get to that. If you intend to count it in couples or in packages, then we would take the 10th one, which basically means 10%. What?
Because we disregard the owner's intent for pairs, and we go for the true count.
That's when it happened on its own.
That's when he wanted it to go out in pairs. We say
no,
we disregard
the intent. No, Rashi says no. Heche de nafek mimele lo amrinan leminyan behemot kadosh. We don't go after the numbers. Ela batar minyan shelo. We go after his number. We do go after his number. How can they say that? Pshat's opposite way. Rashi's opposite way to that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Rashi is clearly opposite of that. Right? So, I don't know why that is. That's pretty strange. Toshma. We got a brighter. Similar brighter. Manana Mafreya. Now what happens is he counted in the other way around, right? The guy's a bit of a fool and he went, not a fool, I suppose. You know, it's easy. You want to count down. Sometimes it's easy to count. Actually, no, I'll take back what I said. Not a fool. Sometimes it's easy to count down because you know you've got to count 10. So we don't go 1, 2, 5, 6, and then we start getting confused. 9, we go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As the one leaves, the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you think I'm going to get confused. So you count it that way. Asiri shebeminyan hu kadosh. The 10th one is nonetheless kadosh. So the Gemara said, "Abishlo demand amar deminyan behemot tu kadosh." Shapi, that works well according to Rav Kahana. So we go according to the numbers of the animals. We don't care what they counted them. We know the 10th one is kadosh. And lemand amar deminyan shelo hu kadosh. But the one who says no, according to Rav Mari, says we go according to his what he calls it. Asiri chad karile. The 10th one he called one. So how can it be kadosh? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav, it doesn't matter. Why?" Hoyel the ite b'minyane parsa'a. In Persian, apparently, the karula asara chad. Chad means 10. So even though he said chad, it's still in Persian, it means 10. He still said 10. It's a kosher 10. Okay. Yeah, let's carry on. All right. Well, Robert, I'm glad I took your advice. Okay. Karala chi'i asiri, right? If he called the 9th one 10, Ula Asiri Chi and the 10th one 9. Ula Chadas Tashrim, and this was the Mishnah. We had a case in the Mishnah where we said that if he called it 9, 10, 9, 10, right? What did the Mishnah say? Krala Chi Asiri Chi Asiri Chi Asiri. We said, Ene Chadas Amabi Krala Chi Asiri. Vela Asiri Chi. And La Chadas Asiri. We said, Ene Asar Mekudash. So the 11th is not Mekudash. And we said, Zaklal. We said, a different part of the Mishnah? Sorry, first, yeah. Karala Chi Asiri, Ula Asiri Chi, Ula Chalasa Asiri, Shloshtal Mekudashi. There's the Achin, the 9th is, all three are Kadosh. The 9th is Nechu Mumu, and the 10th is a Maser, and the 11th is a Shlamim. Okay, thank you. Tarabanan. Right? Tarabanan minayin she it's a good brings a bright minayin she bekara chi asiru lasiru chi lechara so asiru shlam because where we know this from that they're all kadosh tamud lomar v'chol maaser bakar the pasuk says v'chol maaser bakar v'tzon all of them v'chol kol asher avot tachar hashevet whatever goes under the rod ha'asiri yeyeh kodesh l'ashem so it says v'chol maaser right v'chol maaser Rashi says the whole maasar mashma bein shekar oh who asiri bein shaya asiri dominion velo krasi whether you call that 9 or 10 or that became 10 anyhow respected by default in the number whatever kashu they all become maaser. Right now look at the bach over there ha asiri hiye kodesh lerabot et kulan. You see that how gota bach adds in the rabot bach says lerabot et kulan to add them all in. Now the Gemara says, "Yachol shani marve af shmini v'shnei masar." Maybe if I call the 8 and 12, in other words, where's the cutoff? Where do we say call all of them? Is it 9, 10, 11, or 8 to 12, or 7 to 13, or 6? At what stage do I start cutting off? Right? Which does it cut off? Right? Rashi says, "Ima kol dem ten." Ima kol dem. Amar tohoyel b'hu kadosh v'tauto mitkadeshet. So in a sense, that one is kadosh, even the one that you made a mistake is kadosh. Mahu enu mekudesh besamuch. Aftauto ena mitkadeshet ele besamuch. So it says no. They only become close in the sun. We're going to have a Gershom there. About 8 lunch, I'm going to Gershom. Mahu enu mekudesh ele besamuch. Klomar ha'asiri atzmo keshekorea to asiri enecha samuch etem atzmo. See what he says? He says the asiri is the closest to itself. And that one becomes kadosh. So therefore, the mistakes have to be as close to it as possible, because he's as close to itself.
That's already taught to tell me
that. Right. Tanya, but the Gemara said, we're going to write, Mahu miyuchad after auto miyuchadet. Since we saw that even though he is miyuchad, so too, the Rashi says there, V'hatanem mahu miyuchad, asiri enu elechad is one, after auto miyuchadet, she'im ta'a b'chi'i u'b'echad asar, lo ayu shnayim b'kudashin elechad mehem, v'hechi amart l'chulu b'kudashin. See, we've got another question now. How you tell me now that both the 9 and the 11 become kadosh, but shouldn't it be either the 9 or the 11? Right? Tane coming up. We're going to write a Tane. He has a Tane. Now, this is a Tane that taught a writer, right? Tane coming up. It was a guy from Yochel that taught brighter. He said, "Ha, man, who's the Tane of that brighter?" Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Why? The Tane, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Lo'olam, Enechazar Kadosh, Achi Shtok, Pachi, Vikral Asiri Chi, Ulechazar Asiri. What's he saying over here? He says, when that Tana says that the Achadasar, the 11th, is never Kadosh, unless Yishtok B'Chi'i, he never called the Chi anything, the Yikrala Asiri Chi, and he called number 10, Nan, Ulechadasar Asiri, and then he called number 11, 10. So he's seeing over here, what's he saying over here? That really there is a Tana who says that only two can be Kadosh. That you can't have 9 and 11. In other words, when does 11 become Kadosh if you never called 9 anything? Right? Look at Rashi here. Ad she yishtok. Ad she yishtok pachi. Is it Rashi? Ad she yishtok pachi? She was to eat. She ilu kera'o asir. If he had called number 9, 10. Lo lehave echad asar kosh. Then 11 wouldn't become Kadosh. Mishum deshnei ta'ayot shel maser echad einan kadoshim. Is such an opinion? You can't have two mistakes. You can't have both become kadosh. Right? The ta'uto meyuchedet kehu atzmo. Because the ta'ut is as like the 10th one. Just like the 10th one is one, so a ta'ut has to be one. Right? That's what he says. And where does that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon get it from? Savlak Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Savlak Rabbi Yehuda. The amar bat nitin ta'ut de ka'amar. V'chiyesh t'muro said, remember, we saw the Mishnah just now. He said, v'chiyesh t'muro, it was a machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. What? V'chiyesh t'muro or said t'mura? Can a t'mura make a t'mura? V'Rabbi Shimon, avud Rabbi Elazar, amar v'perik rishon de t'mura, masechet t'mura, de ein me mirin, v'chodrin u me mirin. You don't do t'mura and then do t'mura on a t'mura. De l'achar shehemiru ala b'haim pam achat. Once you've done a t'mura on an animal once already, Eino tofeset od temura pam acheret. It's on the same animal. Then the same principle would apply here. She'ein shtei tovet lemaser. So not that they temura to maser. Just like in temura, you can't take one animal and do temura to animal and then take that same animal again and do temura to other animal. The same thing here, you can't take the maser and make a mistake on that animal and the same maser make a mistake on that animal.
No.
That's the principle. So you can't have two animals making a mistake, one from the other. Right? Back in the Gemara. Amar taut maser temura amar. The Savlak Kavod Amar, like his father of Rabbi Lazar of Shmuel of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Ein Meimar Choser Umeimar. Okay, that's the Aloha. Amar Rabba, new Aloha. Yatzu Shnayim B'Chi'i. Right, there are two over here that went out at 9. Right, so two of them went out at Nagarashi Chi Keshayachi Ra'u Latzet. When the 9th one was, you had counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And now at 9, 2 squeeze through. Now it's 9 and 10, right? Im. Now I added in your im. Where did you see im there?
Apo.
What did you say? Actually, was I wrote it to my own Gemara. I wrote it in your im, right? Yeah. Okay. Im Quran. There's one place where I actually wrote, and I saw after the Rashi had the same thing. That's not this. Okay. So now, im Quran. If he called the chi, right? He called them both chi. Then we got a problem. What's the problem? Asiri v'chulin mu'uravin zeh b'zeh. We've got, he called it 9. Now we know the halacha. What's the halacha? We say that asiri mitkadesh ba'atzmo. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be called an asir to become kadosh, right? So we've got a 9 and a 10 there. And we've got, what is chulin? The 9. And what is a maser? And we're not sure which is the maser, which is the chulin. Right? And they, right, and it's a v'chulin chulin zebeze. Look at Rashi. Now neither of them can be eaten either by muman. If you did gizel or avoda one of them, ain't no so fake. You didn't get malkot. Why? To shem chulin. Maybe that one's a chulin. You can't give a guy malkot by mistake on a dat. Because he'll say to you, what do you want? Prove to me that that's the actual maser. Maybe that's the chulin that I did gizel with. So you neither of them can you eat without a mum. Because each one might be the maser. You can't bring it as a korban because it might be chulin. You can't do gizel v'avoda because it might be maser. You can't get a malkot because it might be chulin. Okay?
You get malkot because what you've definitely, if both of them are working.
No, but if one of them. You said if one of them.
Not one of them.
Both if both of them you're right. Good. If both of them you're right, then you're vada. Then they're vada with one of them. Right? You get malkot, one of them with every other. Although, on either one you could say, you're right. Maybe he's the malkot. You're right, but okay. Sure. You're right. Okay. Now, new case. Right, now he explains here. Asiri may alav kadosh. The series alav kadosh. We learned already. She on his own becomes kadosh. And the chi'i karile. And he called it 9. He never called it 10. Because the 2, when it came the time for 9, he called them both chi. So he never called, it's not like the 9 is called 10, which would have made it into a kadosh, right? Right. The chi'i karile. New case. Karan asiri. Now let's say that they came out together. He didn't call them 9, he called them 10. Asiri v'chi, what means it was there? We've got also asiri v'chi, what was there? So Gemara says, my timer. Look at the shita mekubetzet yagimo. Right? Says they're my timer. Right? So why have we got a case of asiri and chi muravin zebeze? Right? Says my timer. Says answer. Says asiri kekari lehu letarvayu. You see that? Here's a little bit different. The first case, he called it Tichi, 9. Here, he's calling it 10. So here, we've got a case of Asiri Vachi Ravin Zebeze. Why? He says Asiri Kakari Lehu Letarvai. Look at the Kutar at the Kitva Yad Rashi here. Karan Asara. See that there? After about 5 lines from the very bottom of the Amud. Karan Asara. So 10 and 9, Muravin Ubevat. Ubeshnayim yesh kedusha achat. Sorry, and then brother got kedusha achat. The chad have kedusha achat. Sorry, the chad have 9 v'kari 10. V'necha b'mumo keder ravina leel mi v'kol maser v'have 10 maser gamur. So what's the bottom line? Is they both got kedusha? They both because you called the 9 10, and we already learned when you call 9 10, it's got kedusha, and you can eat with the mum. The 10th one is a maser gamur. But the problem is, we don't know which one is the actual korban. You put them out to pasture. And here, look at Rashi here. Vaha gozes, vaha oved bahem. And here, if you do avoda or gizah bahem, loke, wad shnehem kadosh. They both got kadosh. Ah, the one can't become a korban, that's why it's got kadosh. Right. Then there's a new case of it. You with me? Clear, right? Right. No, the 9th one was always kadosh because he called the 10.
What's the difference between those two cases?
So he called the chi.
In
Malkot.
Oh, okay.
There, if you did gizav avoda, you wouldn't get Malkot because you're not sure which is the 9, because you never ever called the 10.
But
you never called number 9, 10.
You can't use them.
If you did avoda in the first case, you wouldn't get Malkot. Unless, like David, you did with both. If you did with only one, you would get Malkot. And the 9th, in the second case, you would get Malkot because the 9th one you call the 10, and therefore it's got Kedusha as well.
If you had 20 in the pen, you count the other
one.
If you got 20 in the pen, what?
Right. So you basically take the. You push that one back and you count.
But you're not really too late. You call the 10. You've called the 10. So you called 9, 10, and 10, 10. And we know the protocol. When you call 9, 10, and 10, 10, 9 becomes a kedusha, which you have to eat b'mum.
Mm-hmm.
Done deal. Okay. My time. Yatsushnaim basu. Now I'm a new case. Wait, let's try to finish this. We need to finish. Right? How are we doing here for time? Yatsushnaim basiri. Right? Yatsushnaim basiri. So now, 2 went out when it should have been the time for 10. The Karan Asiri, you call them both Asiri. So now you've got Asiri, Vacharasa, Urvin Zebazen, and you've got 10, 11 mixed up together. But there's a difference though, because what the 11th, you call the 11th Asiri, what does it become? Korban Shlamim. Bless you. It becomes a Korban Shlamim, right? So you got Karan Asiri, Asiri ve'echadasar murevin zebezir, Rashi. Asirin ve'echadasar. Hold on. Asiri ve'echadasar murevin. Klomar ma'asir gamur. Right? It's a ma'asir gamur 10. Ve'echadasar kadosh. It was a kadosh, right? And now the murevin zebezir. And Rosh Tehavi and murevin be'yachan. Umishum de'echadasar shu kadosh karev shlamim. Becomes a korban shlamim. Lachen yikrevu shneihem. You bring them both as a korban. Because the Maaser is Vada Korban. The 11 is a Vada Korban. Now we're just not sure which is the Maaser and which is the Korban Shlami. Look what Rashi says. V'yochlu kechomer kodesh shebahen. And you'd eat them with all the chumras. So which you take the chumras of the Maaser, the chumras of the Shlami, and you eat them both, right? The ta'unin shtei matanot v'harama haramat chazer v'shok kemo shlamim. So a Shlamim, you've got to give the presents to the Kohen. A Maaser is passed from matanot. You give matanot, because it might be Shlamim. You do the dam like a maaser, right? Everything would be a chumrah, etc. Okay. Now, new case. Karan, we'll just do this case and we'll finish. Karan echadasar asiri. You call the... Did I skip something? Okay, we'll fit. Okay. You want to say, ha'atu lamali, why do I need all these cases? Hainu hach, aren't they the same? You want to catch it, right? You're all saying the same thing. What are we going to be ranting on raving here for? Look at Rashi, ha'at lamali, kevan da'ashminan de'yatzash nehem b'chi'i v'kran asiri. We already learned the case where they came out at 9 and we called them 9, we called the 10, Mimele Yadana Dina, it could be a Tushne Basi. We know what the din is when the 10 and 11 came out. Why are you telling it to me? The Gemara says, no. Hakamashbulan. What's the halocha? The chobavat achad. Anytime the two come out at the same time. Tarvayu ke kadosh, they both become kadosh. The afal gav, and he has the punchline. The lo ne'ekar shaim asiri himenu, even though we haven't taken the ne'ekar shiri. Right, okay, let's talk about this.